This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 25th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A deadly outbreak of E. coli poisoning tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders has expanded. Now at least 75 people sick in 13 states, that according to federal health officials today. A total of 22 people have now been hospitalized and two have developed a dangerous kidney disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offering that information today. One person has died in Colorado. The new McDonald's cases reported today, a sharp increase from the original tally of 49 in 10 states. Most illnesses reported in Colorado with 26 cases. At least 13 people sick in Montana, 11 in Nebraska, 5 in each New Mexico and Utah, 4 each in Missouri and Wyoming, 2 in Michigan, 1 each in Iowa, Kansas, Oregon, Wisconsin, and Washington, according to the CDC. Some people who got sick reported having traveled to other states before symptoms started. At least 3 people said they ate McDonald's during their travel. Illnesses were reported between September 27th and October 11th. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers podcast features U.S. Senator Peter Welch. The Vermont Democrat believes the Harris-Waltz ticket is the best bet for ag and rural America.
Number one, a continuation of supporting our farmers. Second, and this is what I think is increasingly apparent, it's not just about the farmers in rural America. It's about the small businesses. It's about the manufacturers. It's about the small towns that are having real trouble getting wastewater treatment systems fixed. Community hospitals are under a lot of pressure. So you'll see, I believe, a continuation of a more holistic approach.
Welch believes it's also darkest before the dawn. He's not giving up on a new farm bill this year.
The farm bill looks like it will never pass until it does. And the thing that we have going for us, and I'll speak about the Senate first, is that we have a very accomplished chair and bipartisan-oriented chair in Chair Stabenow. We also have a ranking member who's a very good person to work with, John Bozeman. And the two of them are having ongoing conversations, and my sense is they're making progress.
As chair of the Senate Ag Committee's Rural Development and Energy Subcommittee, he says rural broadband has been, is, and will remain a top priority for rural America.
You have to have high-speed internet. And I tell you, a lot of the urban folks, they just don't get it. If we don't have high-speed internet, our farmers are not going to be able to prosper. They're not going to be able to do that precision planting. They're not going to be able to get telehealth at a time when that's become even more important.
Newsmakers is available now at www.agripulse.com. In California today, Governor Gavin Newsom directed the California Air Resources Board to accelerate its regulatory review of the E15 blend of gasoline. Newsom said the higher ethanol mix would reduce gas prices while supporting the state's stringent regulations on tailpipe emissions. The governor seized on new research from the University of California, Berkeley, and the U.S. Naval Academy in showing that boosting the ethanol ratio from the current 10% to 15% would lower prices at the pump by 20 cents a gallon, adding up to $2.7 billion in statewide savings every year. University of California Riverside has found E15 would not worsen the state's already high nitrous oxide emissions and that it would reduce particulate emissions. The Renewable Fuels Association applauded Newsom's order, pointing out that California is the only state that doesn't allow E15 sales. Growth Energy, the nation's largest biofuel trade association, noted E15 would help to decarbonize the state's light-duty vehicles. Newsom claimed spikes in 22 and 23 cost Californians another $2.2 billion at the pump. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. 141,000 farms were lost in 5 years. How many more will it take for Congress to pass a new farm bill and help farmers hold on? Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.